The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
The Marab Baba Metziad Daf Chavtet. Today's daf is being studied. The Anu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema Hayim Aharon ben Leah. Enna Refanalo. We begin today's daf. Back to the Gemara Aval. Lo nishtamesh bahem. But let's say you didn't use them. Well, you just put them away. According to everybody, im avdu patur. According to everybody, it's going to be patur. Now, even though we learned, if you remember, in Masechet Baba Kama, that how do you look at a shomer, which means. Look at the top Rashi. Look at Rashi top. Aval, schar shemirat mitzvah. The fact that the guy is now watching this item, denema migu delo ba'el lemetav rifta le'anya. Ta'osik b'mzapatu mena mitzvah, lo ma'chayvin an la. Remember, we had a big machloket in Masechet Baba Kama, Shomer Aveda. What's Shomer Aveda? A guy finds an avodah, like this case over here. How do you consider him? Is he a shomer sakhar or shomer hanam? Conventional wisdom says, shomer hanam, not getting paid. Shomer hanam, if something happens to it, it's patur. But we had another shita that said, no, shomer avodah is like a shomer sakhar. He's getting paid. Why is he getting paid? Because if an ani would come to his door at that time when he's watching the avodah, he doesn't have to give him bread.
Right.
Why? Because he's osik b'mitzvah. You're osik b'mitzvah watching the Avedah. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So therefore, in the money that he saved from not having to give money to the Ani, that's your reward. Oh, so what do we see from over here? We see that shita is not correct. Because we said only the machlok is going to be recommended for his watch where you used the item. Oh, well, you used it, so therefore, according to the Bitarfon, you're Shomer Sakhar. You benefited from it, therefore, you hayav lachar yutan if something happens to it. The Be'akiva says, don't use it, therefore, you consider it Shomer Hanam. But even the Bitarfon will agree that if you didn't use the item, you just put it in the box, and you're a Shomer Hanam now, you will not have to compensate it. Oh, must be what? That a Shomer Aveda is not like a Shomer Sakha, we don't go with this business that he saved money by giving the money to not having to give the money to the Ani. So the Gemara says, let this be a question of Rabbi Yosef. That was the Shitan Baba Kama. The Itmar, Shomer Aveda. We learned the Masakh Baba Kama. Shomer Aveda, Rava Amar, Kishomer Hanam. Because we understand that, because you're not getting paid. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Kishomer Sakhar. Oh, so Amalecha, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef will come along and answer. That when it comes to Geneva and Aveda, everybody is going to agree with meaning Rabbi Tafon Rabbi Akiva that he's going to be a Hayav in Geneva and Aveda. Why? Because he's a Shomer Sakhar. No question. Yeah. Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sakhar. Therefore, that wasn't the discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tafon. For sure, he's a Shomer Sakhar. However, what's the argument? Okay, let's go to the next case. Shoel. What's the deen of a shoel? That's somebody that borrows an item. Shoel is the worst. Shoel is chayav and everything. Even if something happens, be honest. Oh. The bitarfon sabar, sharu de rabbanan lishti mushe begavai. Once the rabbis allowed you to use this money, v'avi le shoel alayu. Wow. So then he has a deen of a shoel, because you're borrowing it. And therefore, even if an ones would happen, that's what Rabbi Tarfon is saying. You hayav even be onsim. Rabbi Akiva Sava, lo sharu le rabbanan lishti mushe begavai. No, the rabbis do not allow you to use this item. Hilkak lo ave shoel alayu. Therefore, he's not considered a shoel.
So
therefore, the machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is davka ones. Which is really again avedah kot Rabbi Yosef. You have to pay. Shomer Sakhar. You're saving money from the ani. You're getting paid, even if you didn't touch it, even if you just put it in the box. Still, at that point, you're osek b'mitzvah. You're watching an avedah. If an ani comes to collect money, you will be patur to give him. Also, what's the machlok? Do we look at the guy that's watching the avedah like a shoel? Oh, so now the bitav was a since you're allowed to use the money, so therefore we look like a shoel. And therefore, Shua is Chayav be Onsin. However, according to the B, Akiva, he says no, since the rabbi's not allowed to use the money, so therefore, he is not considered a Shu'el, and therefore, he does not have to pay. Comes again and says, Ihache Lefichach the Amar B Akiva Lamali. What is this Lefichach? Why would it say Lefichach? He says, Lefichach im avdu. En chayav b'achariyutan. Go back to the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Therefore, since you can't use it, im avdu enu chayav b'achariyutan, which means lechaora, this din is pashut. If he has no rights to use the money, no, he's only a shomer and he's not going to be a shoel. Which is what is the Mishnah basically saying? He can't use the money. Okay, so therefore, he's not going to be chayav be'onsin.
Yeah.
Of course, if he can't use the money, at worst, he's a shomer. Shomer like a shomer sachar. So I don't need Rabbi Akiva to come and tell me that, oh, he can't use the money, therefore he's patur. Of course he's patur. Why would I think he's a shoel to be chayav be'onsin if he can't use the money? It's obvious. I don't need the figure. Oh, you should know. Therefore, if something happens to him, meaning an honest, you're patur. Of course you're patur. You can't use the money. Well, I would think you can't use the money and you're still considered a shoel?
No.
Impossible. Gemara says, I'm about to explain. You want to elaborate on this question to explain it to you. If you learn like we learned earlier, that the machlokin is, are you a shomer hinam or shomer sachar, like we learned earlier. It's like the Kamina, Shomer Sakar Avi Kedrab Yosef, which means, if you learn that the whole machloket was you considered a Shomer Sakar or Shomer Aveda, I understand the Chadush of Rabbi Akiva. You have to tell me that, well, he's not a Shomer Sakar, because there's a Shitan that says he's a Shomer Sakar. Who's that? Rabbi Yosef. Because he's saving money from the Ani. So therefore it says, Lefichach, that since you cannot use it, don't think you're a Shomer Sachar. You're not going to be Hayab Bahariyutan. You're not considered a Shomer Sachar. You're considered a Shomer Hanam. Which means, if you're learning the original way, the Machlok is Shomer Sachar, Shomer Hanam, I understand what the Nabi Akiva is coming to teach me. Hadush. Don't think you're considered a Shomer Sachar. Ela, you're considered a Shomer Hanam. Therefore, since you cannot use the item, you're going to be Patur. However, once you tell me now, that Rabbi Akiva is telling me now, you can't use the item, shomer sachar lo have, which means, and the discussion over here is, he's not going to be considered a shomer sachar, velo mechayev, good, and that's the Hadush of the Mishnah. And the Hadush of the Mishnah has come and tell me that what? You're not considered a shomer sachar, you're considered a shomer hinam. That's the first way of learning. Again, get this clear. Rabbi Akiva, what did you say in the Mishnah? Lefichach, since you can't use it, therefore if something happens to it, you're off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you learn the machloket the way we learned it earlier, the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tafur is he a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Hanam, so the Hadush of Rabbi Akiva is, you might have thought that he's a Shomer Sachar, therefore he'd be Hayab B'Girivad B'Avidah. Kamash B'Anan, no, he's considered a Shomer Hanam. Oh, that's Hadush. However, Elai Amad B'Girivad B'Avidah D'Kulam Alok B'Ligidi Hayab. But if you tell me no, according to everybody, because he's considered a Shomer Sachar because he saves the money on the bread giving to the Ani. And the whole machloket is he considered an ones of a Shoel. What is the Lefichach? Which means, what you tell me it's a suit to use the money? What I think that he's Hayab Be'onsim? He cannot use the money. How can he be Hayab Be'onsim? How would I even think that he's a Shoel? So Kavli Yoran says, Hachi Mifa'el Limit. You know what the Mishnah should have said? According to that version, the following. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yishtamesh Bahem. Period. Ve'ana Yadan, and I'll know on my own. Tekevan de Lo Yishtamesh Bahem, Lav Shoel Haveh. Ve'no Chayav Ve'achar Yutan. Nefichach Rabbi Akiva Lamali. It's all the same question. The Gemara is going back. If you're learning that the subject of it is unseen, what do you need to tell me this piece of Rabbi Akiva Lefichach? Yeah? Gemaran says, Mishum Lefichach de Rabbi Tarfon. You're right. The Lefichach of Rabbi Akiva, you didn't need. It's only for the Lefichach of Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon, we came along and said, since you could use it, Lefichach, we're going to treat you like a Shoel, and then we're going to Hayab Be'onsim. So once we put the Lefichach by Rabbi Tarfon, we put it by Rabbi Akiva as well. Tanat Gemara says, Ulfichach de Rabbi Tarfon Namali. What do you need that one for? Which means, if you could use it, So therefore, we should treat you like a shoel. What's his lefichah coming for? Kabbalah says, "Achi kamar." Given the shadow of the Rabbanan to Moshe begavayu, since the rabbis allow you to use it, keman de ishtamesh begavayu dame. Even if he didn't use it, once the rabbis allow you to use it, it's as if you used it. Behayav bahariyutan. Oh, that's a big hadush. I mean, don't think according to Bitavon, only if you use it you're going to be hayav and onsin. Once already you're allowed to, you know what it's like? It's like I got to borrow something. Let's say I borrow something, I never used it, I just put it in my drawer. It doesn't matter, it's a hayav and onsin. Once the rabbis are allowing you to use this item, you're a shoel. So even if you didn't use it, you're going to be hayav be onsin. Oh, but the Gemara says, now, according to the way Rabbi Yosef said the Mishnah, problem is, you're learning according to this Rabbi Yosef. The whole Mishnah is discussing onis. Right? If an onis happened. But the Gemara says, Abdu Ketani. What are you talking? But the Mishnah's Lashon was what? Abdu. The language of the Mishnah was not onis. The language of the Mishnah was if it got lost. But according to Rabbi Yosef, he said if it got lost, everybody says Hayav.
Right.
Because you consider Shomei Sakhar. The whole Machlokes is considered a Shoel. So, but the Mishnah says, Im Avdu. That's the wrong word. So Gemara says, Kedraba Damar Rava. Nignebu bilistim mizuim. It got stolen. Let's say it got stolen with armed robbers. Armed robbers is considered an onus. So avdu, I'll say the same thing. You know what avdu means? Shetav'a sefinato bayam. Here was avad. His boat sunk. Okay, what can he do? But that's considered an onus. So therefore we can explain avdu is, it was ne'evad in an onus way. Not through it got stolen or something like that, we could have controlled it. It got ne'evad through an onis. Amar Rabbi Damar Shmuel halacha kerabi tarfon. That says what? You could use the money. What money? The money that you sold the avedah with, you could use the money. Okay. Now the Gemara.
Where's the finder?
Yes, the finder is going to be hayab now. According to Rabbi Yosef, at least beyond seen. Oh, that we didn't discuss.
So don't use the money.
Just right. The Gemara leaves that in a machloket. The Gemara does not discuss that. Is he considered just a shomer sachar? Or is he even go like a shoel? That the Gemara does not give us a rendering. One more point the Gemara says, a story. Biyad Rahava Havale Hanehu Zuzed Yatmeh. There was an Amorah, his name was Rahava. It was a rabbi's name. He had money of Yetomim that he was in charge of watching them for the Yetomim until they get they grow up. Can I use the money? Which is, I'm a shomer, but he wants to know if he can use the money. No problem, I'll get a bitterfon. Therefore, you can use the money. They're looking at him like, hey, you're watching an aveda. You're watching the money of the Yitub. It's like an aveda that you're holding for them. Therefore, you can use it. Amale baye v'lavet mar'ala amare bihalba maravuna lo sharu ela bidme aveda. When does the bitterfon say you can use the money? That's on the money that you sold an aveda with. What's the logic? V'tarachba. Okay? Which means because you toiled. You had to take the aveda, you had to find it, and then you had to sell it. So we give the guy a perk. We tell the guy you can use it. Aval me'ot aveda. But if the aveda itself was money, like this case of the yetomim, where you don't have to do anything for it, you're just holding money. Telo tarach behu, lo, don't use it. Which I'm not going to give you a perk to spend the money only if you had some investment in it. Here, the aveda itself is money. What did you do? Kemara says vehane. At this case of the yetomim, kemot aveda damu. It's like ma'ot of aveda. Amar lezil. Rabbi Yosef tells Rechava, go, lo shavkuli deshrelach. The rabbis are not allowing me to matir it. Sorry, I tried to give you a ten, but my colleagues are giving me a hard time. So you better go. The hachamim are not allowing me to give you this heter. Okay, we continue with the new Mishnah. Matzah sefarim. So a person found books. In the olden days, the books were written on scrolls, on parchments. Kore bahen achat l'shloshim yom. So every 30 days you should read from them. It seems if you didn't read from them, the parchments would spoil. They would become corroded. You need to air it out. So you open it up every 30 days. That's part of the obligation of a shomer avedah, to make sure that the avedah doesn't get spoiled. If he doesn't know how to read, just roll it open and close it, just to air it out. If you never learned the subject before, don't learn it from this item, the chetahila. Because we're worried that through the analysis, and you're going to be studying in depth, you might ruin the parchment. So don't study from it if you don't know the subject already. And you shouldn't read with two people, because what's going to happen? They're going to pull it. They're going to end up ripping it. You found a suit, garment. Once every 30 days, you have to shake it out. I guess to air it out, so the garment doesn't also decay. And sometimes you need to lay it out on the ground, also for the sake of the garment. So if it's for the purpose of the garment, you can lay it out. But he cannot lay it out to receive kavod. He's having company, for example, he wants to take these fancy garments that he has and lay them out. So for his own personal use, he cannot do it. You have silverware, or nechoshet is copper. So you're able to use them for their purpose. It seems, again, these kelim, if you don't use them, they tarnish and they spoil. So therefore, for their purpose, you could use them. You cannot overly use them, what's going to cause them to... the shahek, it's going to be scraped away. The silver and the copper is going to... They're going to get...
Worn out, exactly.
Now, these are very sensitive items. Goldware, and glassware. Lo yigabahim, achi yavo Eliyahu. Leave them, don't touch them. Because even by touching them, there's a chance you're going to break them. So therefore, you have to wait for Eliyahu Nabi to come. Masas sak o kupa. Let's say you found a sack in the Rishut HaRabim, or whatever it may be, or a kupa. It's a type of basket, or type of pocketbook. But normally this guy doesn't walk in the street with a pocketbook. You don't have to pick it up. Now the Gemara is going to go into certain things that are beneath a person's dignity. He doesn't have to pick it up. He can leave it there. Sometimes you're allowed to walk by the object and you don't have to deal with it. That's the Mishnah. Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hamotze tefillin bashuk. A guy finds a pair of tefillin in the marketplace. Sham de mehem. Right away you could put a price on them. Umaniham le altar. And you can wear them. Which means you could buy them, evaluate them for yourself, and then pay the guy money. Interesting. It seems that he should even learn from over here. In the other cases, we can make a duke from here. By tefillin, they let you evaluate it yourself and sell it to yourself. We had a question on the Amud Rishon. When you make these evaluations, can you evaluate it to yourself and buy it yourself? So I saw some Rishonim want to say no. They don't trust the guy to evaluate it himself because he might not give a fair price. But on tefillin, which is a well-known, the price is clear on the market, so we're not worried that he might give a wrong price. In any event, he's evaluating the tefillin for himself. Mativ, Ravna, Ravina, if a person found sefarim, what does it say? He reads it from the parchments every 30 days. And if he doesn't know how to read, go leilan. So then he has to roll it and unroll it to air it out. So the Gemara makes it to you. Go leilan in. Over there, we don't give a guy an option. Let him go buy the books. Let him buy the books. And they'll pay the guy money. Why buy tefillin? You say right away, make an evaluation and buy the tefillin. How come you don't say to buy the parchments? Amar Abaye, tefillin bar be barhabu mashkash shkiha, sefarim lo shkiha. Barhabu was a famous sofer that lived in the times of Abaye. So the Gemara says, barhabu has a lot of tefillin. Tefillin are very prevalent in the marketplace. So therefore, we're not worried. Let the guy evaluate it, take it for himself, and give him the money. It's easy to find another pair of tefillin. There's many tefillin written by barhabu. But sheikat sefarim are rare. Therefore, we're not going to let the guy buy the sefarim for himself and pay back money, because the guy's not going to be able to replenish them by buying new sefarim. Tarabanan. Hashu'el sefer Torah mechavero. A person, let's say, borrows a sefer Torah from his friend. Hareze lo yish'ilenu le'acher. He should not lend it out to somebody else. Potcho ve'korebo. He's able to open and read from it. Ubelvad shelo yilmod bo b'techela. So long as he doesn't learn something for the first time. Again, when you learn something for the first time, I'm worried that over the over-analysis of the subject, he might ruin the sefer. And somebody shouldn't read with him, because they might pull from it,
and therefore you're going to ruin it. V'chein ha-mafkid sefer Torah etzel chaver. Let's say you give your friend a sefer Torah as a pikadon. Not that he can use it, just to watch it. So it says, golelo kol shnei ma'asar chodesh. Every 12 months he has to unravel it to air it out. Potcho v'korebo. And it sounds like from this braita, which the Gemara will analyze, you can open up and read from it. Im b'shvilo, if it's for the purpose of the sefer Torah, patcho, v'korebo, im b'shvilo, but if he's doing it for his personal reasons, patcho, that's the reason why he opened up the sefer, asur. Sumcho somer, b'chadash l'shim yom, a new sefer Torah, every 30 days you have to roll it. B'yashan, an old sefer Torah, 12 chodesh. B'yazza ben Yaakov, omer, ahadzeh v'hadzeh, 12 chodesh, whether it's new, whether it's old. Amar Mo, the Gemara is going to analyze the bright that we just read. Hashoel sefer Torah mechavero, hare ze lo yeshilenu la'acher. Now what? When you borrow a sefer Torah from somebody, you're not allowed to lend it out to somebody else. The Gemara says, ma'i iriya sefer Torah, afilu kol milen ameh. Any item that you borrow, you cannot lend it out to somebody else. The Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Akish, kan shana Rabbi. On this Mishnah, actually it's a Mishnah in Gittin, Rabbi made the following statement. En ha-shoel rashay lehashil. A guy that borrows something cannot lend it out to somebody else. And a socher, a renter, rashay laskir. He's not allowed to rent out to somebody else. Which means Rabbi held very clearly, over there was talking about a Mishnah Gittin, where a guy is sending a get to his wife, he sends a shaliach. So the Gemara said over there, the shtek can appoint a shaliach. However, if the husband sends a shaliach to go pick up something from the wife, that shaliach cannot appoint somebody else, because he only trusts this shaliach to hold on to his item, and not somebody else. Mm-hmm. So from there Rabbi learned, from here, when you give an item to somebody as a loan, you cannot lend it out to somebody else. I trusted you, I don't trust somebody else. So that's what the Gemara is asking a question. Why do you tell me Sefer Torah? Any item that you lend, you can't use. Gemara Sefer Torah, it's terich ale. No, the Hadush is Sefer Torah. Ma'odetema nichale le'inchedet ta'avid mitzvah b'mamoneh kamash ma'alan. Because you would have thought, a person wants to get a mitzvah with his money. Ah, I lend it to you? Good. You lent it to somebody else? Good. I'm happy. I get more mitzvot. Kamash ma'alan, no. A person's makpid on the Sefer Torah. And therefore, if he lent it to you, it's dafka you, and you cannot give it to somebody else. Potcho v'korebo. So it says what? He's able to open it up and read from it. Pishita. Exactly. So you borrowed a Sefer Torah from a guy, so you can open up and read it. Hazak Baruch, Ella, what did I borrow it from you for? To read it. You have to tell me that you can read it? Sefa is terichale. No, I need it for the Sefa. Ubilvad shelo yilmad bo b'techina. The Hadush is that even though he lent it to you, you still cannot learn something for the first time from the Sefer Torah. Again, because you're worried about that you will rip it and it might get worn. V'chein ha-mafkid Sefer Torah etzel chavero. If you, guy gets a Sefer Torah from his friend, pikadon. Golelo kol shnei ma'asar chodesh. So every 12 months he has to roll it open. Potcho v'korebo. So the Gemara says, potcho v'korebo. And he opens up and reads it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? May avit tegabe. How can he read it? It's a pikadon. He's not allowed to read the Sefer Torah when it's a pikadon. V'tu im b'shvilo potcho asur. And then you tell me that if he's reading it for himself, it's asur. Ha'amad potcho v'korebo. You just told me that you can open it and read from it. Make up your mind. If at the time that he's rolling it for the sake of the Sefer Torah, at that time when he's doing it for the Sefer Torah's sake, and he's reading it, that's okay. However, but if he doesn't need to open it up for the airing it out, if the whole reason why he's opening it up is to read from it, then already it's asur, because it's only a pikadon. Sumko somer b'hadash 30 yom b'yashan 12 chodesh. B'yazza ben Yaakov omer, ahadzeh v'ahadzeh 12 chodesh. B'yazza ben Yaakov, haynu tanakama. Right? Because the B'yazza ben Yaakov said what?
Once a year.
That's tanakama. Tanakama also does not make a haluk between old and new. And therefore, the Chavurah, Tanakama, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the same shita. Ela ema, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, omer, ahadzeh v'ahadzeh, 30 yom. He's lenient. So the first shita says 12 months, everything. Second shita makes a haluk between hadash and yashan, 30 days and 12 months. And the last shita says everything is 30 days. Mukos omer, v'avalo yilmod. Mo, betahayda, v'lo yikra, aher, and mo. Huh? So what it say, lo yilmod, you shouldn't learn a new thing from the Sefer Torah, and somebody else should not read it with you. What do you mean? We have a contradiction. It says, if a person found the Sefer, lo yikra parasha v'yishne. You shouldn't read the parasha twice. V'lo yikra bo parasha v'yitargim. Nor should you read a parasha and then make a targum. Can it eh? When you're reading something twice, the sefer remains open for a long time. When the sefer remains open on the same page for a long time, it causes a kilkul. So don't read it over twice. That's going to be open too long. And don't read it and give a targum. V'lo yiftach bo yote mishlosha dapim. Don't open up more than three, unravel three dapim more at a shot. Can it eh? When he's going to open up too much, it's going to cause it damage. V'lo yikru bo shlosha bnei adam bekerek echad. Right, and three people should not read it together on one column. Hashnayim korin. What's mashma? Two can. And we just learned in the Mishnah that two people should not read it together. Stira. Amarabeya lakashya. Kan benyan echad. Kan mishne anyani. Which means, if they're all reading the same subject, then it's a problem. Because each guy's trying to grab the page to get to read the same subject. However, if they're reading different subjects, each one is on a different daf. So if you open up three, so this guy's reading from one column, this guy's reading from one column, this guy's reading from another column. It's okay, because they're not going to pull it, because each guy's reading from his own column. But if on one column they're all reading the same thing, then even two is going to be asur. Amen.